A mother has claimed she lost a £12 million national lottery jackpot after her winning ticket was allegedly thrown away by a shopkeeper in what she describes as a heartbreaking mistake. The national lottery operator says an investigation is underway, while the woman hopes evidence will prove she was holding the winning ticket. Traffic disruption continues on the M6 motorway following a police incident near Knutsford. Long queues formed in both directions as emergency services responded. Motorists have been advised to allow extra time for their journeys and follow diversion routes where necessary. A major government review has concluded that the Personal Independence Payment, better known as PIP, is no longer fit for purpose. The report criticizes the current assessment process, with many claimants describing it as stressful, unfair, and dehumanizing. The Department for Work and Pensions says reforms will be considered to improve the system. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer has commented on calls for an extra bank holiday if England wins the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The government says it recognizes the excitement surrounding the tournament, but has not yet confirmed whether an additional public holiday would be introduced. In Greater Manchester, temperatures are expected to soar this weekend, with forecasts suggesting the region could become hotter than Tenerife. Forecasters say temperatures may reach 32 degrees Celsius, making it one of the hottest days of the year. Health officials are reminding people to stay hydrated, avoid prolonged exposure to the sun, and check on elderly or vulnerable neighbors. The government is preparing to introduce new legislation that could allow the leader of the Rochdale grooming gang to be deported after serving his sentence. Ministers say the proposed legal changes are designed to strengthen public protection and make it easier to remove serious foreign offenders from the United Kingdom. In football, Manchester United has launched a major summer sale, with official club merchandise and kits available from as little as £5. The club says supporters will find significant discounts on a wide range of products throughout the summer. And now, the weather in Manchester. It will be another hot and sunny day with only a few passing clouds. Temperatures are expected to reach around 32 degrees Celsius, with light winds and plenty of sunshine. Please remember to drink plenty of water and avoid unnecessary travel during the hottest part of the afternoon. That's the latest news from Neakoff Radio. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.